Let me ask you something. Did Karl Marx get the drug wrong? Also, I'm going to read your comments, unless it hurts my feelings.
Hello, and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for April 24th, 2017. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
Thank you, Janine Fetch, and thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. We should probably dive right in, right?
We should.
Okay, well, here it started. The week started with sports, the opiate of the people. That's the Karl Marx reference, because he said religion was the opiate of the people, but because we're becoming more secular as a nation, it seems that sports is taking up that vacuum. And, well, I obviously drew a couple of days about it. It does seem I like sports.
Yes, you do.
Well, we both like. I walked into our apartment the other day, and our Blackhawks lost. They got swept in the first round by number 8 team. Never happened before. Number 1 Hawks swept by number 8 Nashville, of all places. Anyway, so we're putting our Blackhawks stuff away, and our hallway is lined with our Blackhawks stuff that you washed and are going
to
put away.
Yes, hanging out to dry.
Yes, so it's actually very funny. So, hey, I'm as guilty as the next guy, but I don't watch every game. I don't have to watch every game. What? You're rolling your eyes at me.
No, I'm not.
Well, someone did. And it was
no, not
you.
Every game. A lot of games, but not every game.
I watch a lot of games. Yeah, and I listen to them on the radio when I'm working and stuff. So I'm
a
fan.
But watch a lot with sportacular updates.
Well, especially in church.
Yeah, well, pretty much everywhere.
Anyway, so yeah, I'm just saying, full disclosure, I'm not guiltless in this, but it does seem overreaching, overarching. And you said some people have commented on that?
Yes. Dog Day said, no, Carmen, he was right. Definition, religion, a system of beliefs in a god or gods that has its own ceremonies and traditions. Mm. An activity or goal that is extremely important to you. Sports, the new religion. Athletes, the new gods.
Yeah, who said that?
Dog Day.
Dog Day. Well, Dog Day, you're absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Are there other comments? Janine?
Kyle of Lockalsh said, when one person is delusional, it's called insanity. When many people are delusional, they call it religion. And Darson 54 said, or a political party.
That's just true. I think both of the political parties have lost their nuts. So, yeah, and maybe that's true. And it could be said of Cubs fans for all those years.
And we actually had a comment from Cheapskate Zero, who said, and I see the Cubs hat, a transplant from Scott's hometown. Normally, I'm a Sox fan. White Sox, that is. But what can I say? Last year, how about them Cubs?
You know, the full disclosure here, Janine wasn't sure I should talk about this, but I'll talk about it briefly. I was born in San Diego. I saw the Padres play their first Major League Baseball game when I was 10 years old. And so that's kind of my first team. But coming here, everyone likes the Cubs. The Cubs is kind of everybody's second favorite team, except for Brian. He likes the Sox, right? Yeah.
No, I think Sox fans, some of them are, you know, they're like, okay, if the Sox don't win, then the Cubs, it's okay.
Well, that's the thing. We lived in Birmingham, Alabama for 13 years. Our kid went to Auburn University. In Alabama, it's Auburn and Alabama. I mean, it's blood sport. I'm one of those guys who's like, if they're not playing each other, I'm for Alabama and I'll be for Auburn. But if they're playing each other, I'm for Auburn.
But you also weren't born there. You didn't have it bred into you. I mean, there were people there who would not pay for their kids' education if they went to whichever the opposing school was.
Well, that makes sense. Anyway, so that's what I'm talking about. I go on to talk about the political discourse in our country and maybe even the world, but right now in our country. And the idea that you're not just wrong. We can't just disagree. Your motives are evil. And we got a lot of comments on that.
Yes. Darson 54 said, look at Newt Gingrich. He started this fight. JI2M3 says, how so? Keep in mind, whatever you answer, I can find an earlier provocation by some liberal.
Yeah, it's that damn King George III.
Well, you can just keep going back. And Holden On says, we learned fairly young that there are others in our lives whose political beliefs are very different from our own. The astute learn long after that political beliefs, like religious beliefs, are unchanged by either persuasive arguments or events or facts. We then have two choices. Realize that arguing about politics will just produce lifelong anger and frustration and is a waste of time and energy. Or decide that, to be honest, we enjoy hatred and fighting and keep at it.
I love that. I think that comes back to sports. And we kind of have turned
it's
this
very
into
similar.
Yeah, we've kind of turned we've turned politics into sports. It's your team, my team. You suck. My team's great, or vice versa. And
you win.
You lose. But we've come to a point where compromise is an evil word. There's a litmus test. You must be. Click off every box to be a conservative. You must click every box to be a liberal. I mean, you know, and you can look at both sides. If you are a pro-choice, you cannot be a conservative. You're kicked out of the camp. If you're pro-life, you're kicked out of the Democrat camp. I mean, the Democrats wouldn't allow a pro-life Democrat to address the convention, the last two conventions, and vis-a-vis the Republicans, a pro-choice person couldn't address their convention. It's crazy. There are, you know, there's compromise, and we can,
and everybody doesn't agree on every single subject.
No, it's weird. And people who do, there's something wrong with them. Either they're stupid or there's a mental illness. Seriously, if you believe, no, I'm serious. Don't give me that face. If you believe everything, click, 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 that they tell you, then something is wrong. I'm a Catholic. I'm supposed to believe everything the church says, but you and I both have issues with some of the teachings and take umbrage.
Yes,
with some of the teachings.
Cafeteria Catholics.
I don't think we're that bad. We stick to most of it.
Well, you know, my mom always said that basically these are all man-made rules.
Well, they would disagree. And so the same holds true to politics and holds true to sports. You must believe X, Y, and Z, or you are evil, or you're kicked out of the club. So it's... folks.
Well, Wojcicki says he doesn't think that, or she, I'm sorry, I don't think that it's political discussions themselves that are fruitless. It's more that they, like conversations about religious, cultural, or gender differences, become little power struggles between the people involved in it. The subject matter isn't what's important. It's about imposing a worldview. I have seen some rational conversation on these threads, though admittedly it is rare.
Now, who was that? That's great.
Wojcicki.
How do you know it's a her?
I didn't. I said, not her, not him. I made a mistake. I started to give a pronoun and then drew it back.
You walked it back.
Yes.
That's because you're evil. And that's how the strip ends, actually, with a beautiful sunset. Carmen says it's a beautiful sunset, and Winslow has his sensitive ometer at full blast, and he rejects her Western-centric view of beauty, which I thought was kind of funny. We get any response
many
to that?
Many people laugh, but I didn't write down any comments on that one because there wasn't as many. But Pam says that she felt your sense-o-meter cartoon was set up to set people against each other.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can be you can be overly sensitive. Here's the thing. There is bigotry in this world. There is misogynism. There is hatred. Let's call it when it is that thing. But when it's not, let's let things go.
Well, Tim Bob 2313 says college students today have moved to the extreme far left, not due to their professors, and now refuse to even allow anyone with an opinion in politics that does not match theirs. Their lives after college will be very difficult because they will be unable to control their environment, so will be forced to listen to others' political POV. Where Hippogriff responds, strange, even if they went to the local A&M branch, which is agriculture and mechanical schools, which would be more rural areas. The Hicks and the Sticks have very few who ever listen to other viewpoints, and they're both right. Because the sensometer is on both sides. Oh. We lived in a red state, we've lived in blue states, and they're all just as bad. They're all just don't want to hear what you have to say if you oppose them.
Yeah.
Whether they're conservative or liberal or whatever.
Yeah, it's my team or no. Your team sucks, my team, rah, 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 which is a hell of a way as an adult to approach life. It's kind of silly, unless it's for, you know, the Blackhawks.
Let's move on from that.
Let's move on. In fact, we're going to move all the way on. I want to thank everyone for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. Janine, thank you. I want to thank Brian and All-Timer. I was close. I got the all this time. Brian Altimer, of course, is the producer here and helps us very, 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 very much with the WGN Plus. Thank you to WGN. And if you want to keep up with the antics of Carmen and Winslow, you can do so by going to gocomics.com/prickly city, or you can go to scottstantis.com and leave a comment. We'd love to read it. We'd love to know what you think about the storyline that's going. I actually wrote one. I'm finishing it up this afternoon that I'm kind of proud of. I'm going to tease it, but I'm just proud of it. So, keep checking in, and if you want to write to us directly with a comment or just a question, go ahead and send it to pricklycity@gmail.com. that about does it for this week's edition of the Prickly Seed Podcast. Until next week, we'll see you in the funny papers.